Penguin Random House Audio presents The Lucky Ones, a memoir. This is the author, Zara Chaudhry. For Sufi, so you may know the land you come from and its infinite love. For Amma, who is that infinite love made human? On February 27th, in 837 CE, Halley's Comet is recorded on its 15th passage. It is a perihelion one, which means at this point in its orbit, it is closest to the sun, the oldest raging fire we know. Humans see the flying rock from as close as humanly possible streak across their sky. This riotous universe holds them in awe. In 1803, the Great Fire of Bombay devastates hundreds of homes and buildings of this densely populated port city. When the flames die, the British begin to rebuild a Bombay in their own image, as those in power always do. In 1921, Fascist Party workers in Italy clash with Italian communists. Later, they destroy trade union centers and burn down the socialist newspaper Avanti. Ink and paper turn to ash. Hate and othering fill the air. In 1933, the Reichstag burns down in a deadly blaze. Nazis blame the communists. A national emergency is declared. Soon after, the first labor camp opens. In 2002, two train carriages light on fire outside a small rural railway station in the Indian state of Gujarat, killing dozens of people. The head of the state, the chief minister, calls the burning an act of terror, code since 9/11 for something the Muslims must have done. A state of mourning is declared. 3 weeks later, more than 2,000 Muslims have been killed in response. The largest massacre in the history of independent India begins and ends in fire. Prologue. On February 27, 2002, at 7 p.m., Amma has been missing for 2 hours. Papa paces the living room. He stops short of the dining table, turns around, and involuntarily ducks under Daddy's precious crystal chandelier, missing its sharp spikes. He walks out through the French windows, onto the balcony, and peers over the parapet down 8 floors. The street is lined with cars and scooters, and Papa's eyes search for the slightest movement between them, a bird scouring for a worm. She isn't there. He bites out the words, careless, lying, always lying, and back he marches into the living room, ignoring my younger sister Misbah and me. We sit, hands folded in our laps, by the telephone, waiting for it to ring. It peals soon enough, echoes burning through our apartment. Papa swoops on the receiver. Walikum assalam. Kya? Ha, curfew to hoga. Allah sabka bhala kare. And peace unto you. What? Oh no. Yes, a curfew is likely then. Allah be kind. If Papa is invoking Allah, it is safe to assume he is talking to Shah Sahab, our family priest or peer. Where is Amma? The doorbell rings. Gulshan, our maid, rushes to open it. Our eyes meet briefly. We share the same dread for Amma. We know what awaits inside. The bell isn't Amma. Hussein Bhai, Jasmine Apartment's lift man, stands in the doorway telling Papa that the neighbors are all moving their cars off-street. The Holiday Inn across from Jasmine is offering to let us move vehicles inside its gates. Hussein Bhai asks if Papa wants to move his new Hyundai Santro. Everyone in a 1 mile radius around Jasmine has heard Papa boast about how it is the first car he's bought in 20 years with his hard-earned savings, his khoon paise ki kamai, a result of his blood, sweat, and tears. Everyone in a 1 mile radius also laughs at how 6 months later he still hasn't taken off the plastic covering from the seats. Hussein Bhai says someone might set fire to it if rioting starts. Riot? What is going on? Where is Amma? Papa and Dadi whisper to each other, which in and of itself is unusual. Something about a train on fire. Where is Amma? Papa grabs the car keys and leaves with Hussein Bhai. Dadi finally notices us sitting by the phone and turns to us. Kaha gayi hai tumhari maa? Where is your mother? How would I know? I want to snap back. But that will only fuel her. Kuch bolti bhi nahi hai. Aane do. Aaj padegi usko Zaheer se. She never informs us. Let her come back tonight. She's going to get it from Zaheer. Or more like, she will make sure Amma gets it. Dadi walks away muttering. I leave Mizba sitting there and walk to the Majus, this ornately carved antique chest filled with more of Dadi's precious crystalware and neatly arranged china. I hate her bloody Majus almost as much as I hate her when she speaks of Amma like that. Like vermin to be crushed under her chappals just because she's bored. Past the Majus, between its sharp edges and the wall, is a tiny corner where Amma stacks all our namaz items. Soft cotton dupattas, velvety janimas mats. That corner has a worn, comforting scent I've otherwise smelled only in the old hole-in-the-wall libraries where Amma takes me some evenings, where I spend hours scavenging for famous fives and she for tattered Daniel Steele romances. This corner smells of Amma. I pick up the janimas and go into Dadi's room, where I've been sleeping with her on her large low bed for the past 2 years, since her husband, our grandfather Dada, died. She hates the loneliness more than she hates me, I guess. I wash my arms, my feet, rub water into my face and scalp. I lay down the janimas and step onto it, wrap the dupatta around my head, careful to cover every inch of my skin except my palms and fingers. Allah doesn't mind seeing my fingers, I'm told. But can they see and hear my heart under all this cloth? Where is my mother, Allah? I stand, head bowed, hands folded across my chest, and start to pray. I can feel Dadi stop by the room, make a face, and walk away. The muezzin cries out from the mosque behind our building, as if sensing my urgency to start namaz today. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When I was younger, and Indians had only the state-run Doordarshan channel, which syndicated a handful of foreign shows, I used to watch Hindi-dubbed Aladdin with almost religious zeal. When Amma first taught me how to read namaz, I couldn't focus on the ritual. So while she chanted aloud in Arabic, a language I couldn't understand, I would distract myself, pretending the janimas was a flying carpet. I'd sway back and forth on my heels, mimicking Amma's trance. But really, in my head, I was steering, racing through the clouds, higher, lower, faster, away from any shadow that could catch me. Every time I passed by that musty corner near the Majus, I'd look at the janimas stack and smile to myself, thinking here they were, these magical things, hiding in a dark corner of this darkness-filled apartment, my secret spaces of silence in a house full of noise and people always in each other's business. Amma also unwittingly fueled this fantasy. Allah listens to the voices of innocent children before he listens to anyone else. What other incentive does a child full of things to pray and plead for need, right? Wave after wave of azans blare from loudspeakers in all four directions. Muezzins from six mosques chase one another. Papa jokes that five times a day, the Maulanas are participating in a talent competition, crying louder, hoarser, outshouting each other, vying for our attention. Our neighborhood Khanpur doesn't have fancy malls or restaurants, but we have something few others do. The burden of guilt if you don't answer six separate belligerent calls to prayer. Today my ears strain for another sound though, through all the holy cacophony, the sound of Amma ringing the doorbell. While my lips softly recite each Arabic word with blind devotion, my ears are pricked for the sound of the lift. Living in a 40-year-old apartment building with a groaning elevator system has trained our ears with a strange gift, the ability to tell which floor the lift car stops at and whether the doors are opening or closing based on which of the two metal grill doors clanks into place first. The rusty pulley system is somewhere above our apartment, and now I hear it grating and squeaking as the lift car travels up the shaft from the ground floor. I lie face down on my janimas, palms facing the ceiling, breathing in the smells of Amma and counting the floors as the lift passes each one. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. It hasn't stopped. Heart thumping, I quickly mutter, "Sorry, Alamya," jump off and fold the janimas and run to the door, pulling it open before she can ring the bell, before the wrath of Daddy welcomes her in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?